Well, hi everyone. Welcome to week six, Holy Week, in our Stories of Salvation, reading Bible stories during Lent. And today we start with Holy Week, and Holy Week starts with Palm Sunday, also known as Palm or Passion Sunday, when we hear the whole story of Jesus' journey, triumphal entry into Jerusalem, and ultimately his passion to the cross. But today we're focusing on the entrance into Jerusalem. And so the story that we're reading today for Stories of Salvation comes from Matthew chapter 21. And a part of that is the entrance into Jerusalem, followed by the story of Jesus overturning the temple tables and a couple other parables along the way. In worship, we're going to be reading from Mark chapter 11, and that story of Jesus' entry into Jerusalem. They're similar, but there are some differences. But the basic idea, Jesus and his disciples are getting ready to enter into Jerusalem. And as most of the Gospels make it pretty clear, Jesus has been doing this for a while. He knew where he was going and where he was headed. And so when he gets to Jerusalem, he has sounds like a plan. He's going to, he tells his disciples to go ahead and find a donkey or a colt, depending on what scripture you're reading. A colt meaning probably like a baby donkey or a younger donkey Matthew. But anyways, he goes, rides a donkey, and as he enters into Jerusalem, the crowds go crazy, as you could say. In Matthew, even, we hear that there was great turmoil in the city. And so I don't think that can be understated. Jesus has been going around healing and teaching, and word about what he's been up to has reached the highest levels of the authorities, especially amongst the religious leaders. And they are scared. They see this radical guy who is drawing the influence and the interest of people, and people are starting to talk about this Jesus being someone who's going to come overthrow the government, someone who's going to come and bring the kingdom of God, which means that their earthly kingdom is going to be turned upside down. And for those who have power and influence and wealth, that's not necessarily good news. And so as Jesus comes in and the people are all shouting, Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, they are worried. This is more like a scene of protest than it is a scene of simply like a parade. There's a lot going on here, a lot of political dynamics going on. And so Jesus riding in on a donkey seems unusual, but as we were reading in men's Bible study just last week, we were in the Old Testament book of Zechariah, the 9th chapter. Extra credit, you can go read that. Zechariah chapter 9 has this image of the divine warrior coming into the holy city riding a donkey. Now this in Zechariah, in the Old Testament prophecy, this is a mighty warrior who has vanquished foes and now brings in peace to the city. And I think Jesus is very aware of this prophecy, and he takes it, and as he does, takes it and puts a new spin on it as to what the kingdom of God is actually all about. For some of us, when we were reading this Old Testament prophecy last week in men's Bible study, we kind of wrestled with these two ideas. Did Zechariah have a crystal ball and just predict what was going to happen in some kind of magical, mystical way? Or rather, did Jesus know about this prophecy and he decided to take it and twist it, not in a bad way, but turn it around so that it could help teach in a new way with a new interpretation of what God was up to? Either one is okay. I generally lean towards the idea that I think Jesus knew what he was doing, and this was an intentional signal. He wanted to take something that people would have recognized, and rather than Jesus being a mighty military warrior, Jesus comes in peace, as the Prince of Peace. And so we have then what is known as Palm Sunday, an Old Testament connection in a New Testament way, a new spin on it that Jesus is putting. And so I think that's very fascinating and actually very beautiful, because Jesus ultimately did not come to bring military victory. Jesus came to die on a cross to show that sacrificial love and God's love specifically is the way of the kingdom of God, not violence and hate and power and control, but rather peace and love and justice and equality for all. And so as you read in Matthew 21, both the Palm Sunday reading and into the parables and the tossing the temple tables. I wonder what you might see that you don't always catch during the Holy Week. It's a great opportunity to read with new eyes. So thanks for joining us today, and we look forward to continuing our Holy Week journey through our stories, and we'll continue back in the Old Testament tomorrow. Take care, everyone. Bye.